not true?
And there were other things like the milkman.
Yes.
And the window cleaner.
And the coal man.
And what?
The coal man.
No, we didn't have a coal. Yes, we did have a coal man. Did it? I expect I paid him too. One of the nice things we did when we first came in here, Baron and Brian moved in maybe a year later.
Oh, a lot more than that. But anyway, probably didn't matter.
And I'd only just said hello to them. I didn't. We hadn't. We weren't friendly. And I hoped we might be, but we never were. But they were very nice. Couldn't have nicer neighbours. And I looked out and I thought, they're putting coal on front of his garage. This was the coal man he used to have. I thought, they can't do that. So I went out and I said, excuse me, you can't leave coal here. He said, well, we haven't got the key and the door's locked. Well, I said, I've got a key. And you've certainly got to move all that, because you can't expect a man to come home from work and have to move this coal before he can get into his own garage. I was absolutely fuming.
Mm.
Anyway, they did it. They moved the coal. I mean, they do such stupid things. Like, when we... I know now what it was, and I've probably told you the story, but I always tell my story six times over. We had a window cleaner. And I told him never to wash the windows unless I was here, because it meant going through either over the garage or this door was always locked. And we came back one day and there was a note through the door saying, wash your windows today, you know, and I don't know how much I went, £2 or something, I don't know. It's a long time ago. And when we got back that evening, having had dinner with, I think it was Sydney, what's her name, next door came out and said, you've had an ambulance, the police, and the fire brigade, wasn't it?
Mm.
All here at your house. And they were trying to break in. And I said, please don't break in, I've got a key. So she said, I went in with the policeman and we looked all around the house. And there was nothing was disturbed, no windows open, nothing. And who would do a thing like that? And I said to her, I knew it already, it was really window cleaner. I never accused him. He never came again. But he used to send his little boy of this size, you know, you owe daddy £2 or whatever it was. And I said, well, look, I'm not going to give this to you, sweetheart. Tell daddy I'll be glad to give him it when he comes. Because, sure, that was what it was.
Well, what was it? I don't understand. Why did the police and the fire know everything?
Well, he decided he was going to make life difficult for me, so...
Rosie, are you mixing two stories up?
Eh?
We had the police and the firemen and so on, and the ambulance. When we went out to dinner, yes. We came back, yes. They looked and found nothing there. They said, have you come? Have you annoyed anybody recently?
Well, and
you
I couldn't think of anyone.
But we had, because this payment of the fee to the little kids to collect.
Right. So they called everyone out and said, oh, there's an emergency.
Yeah,
it's
as difficult as possible. He never came and apologised, and he only lived around there somewhere, on the other side. But I thought, what a mean thing to do, and how lucky we are to have our neighbours. I mean, we couldn't have better neighbours. I don't think I've got a key for Baron's door, I'm not sure. I've got a key for the next door here. And anywhere we're away, she'll put any mail or anything through the letterbox, rather than have it in the porch, you know.
Yep.
I do the same for her. But her husband just died, so she's having a whale of a time. Absolutely wonderful. They were a nice couple, but do nothing but his garden. He was out there at 7 in the morning before he went to work.
And he grew big tall trees as well.
What, dear?
He grew big tall trees. At least two of them were.
Yes.
Nearly as big as that thing behind. And the first thing she did after he'd gone, he spent some time in nursing homes around the area.
Yes, he did.
And after he'd gone, she got all his big trees down, interesting. And the garden's covered in flowers now.
Yes.
So quite amazing.
And every time I look out, one or other of the furniture people or the carpet people from Abingdon, Bionese or Cocteau, outside her door, and she said, I said, are you having fun? She said, yes, I spend. I've got new carpets, I've got blinds on my window that I always wanted and never could have. She told me when I go bring her all of things. Anyway, she's got 6 children.
No,
2, 4. 3, 4, 5.
Three daughters and one son.
Oh yes, and one died, that's right. So yes, she had 6 children. And they're such a nice family, they're ever so. She's got grandchildren as well from these 3 daughters. Who are no age. Not really. And they're gorgeous babies. You remember Mrs. White, who lived across the road there? We've had so many people die recently.
Oh, she was here, it was years ago.
I didn't say anything about her. Did you not see the full stop?
The what?
The full stop.
Oh, the full stop.
After I said, I don't know what it was I said, but there was a full stop, and then I said, did you know that Elsie White? And Jack Ben said no. And you interrupted and said,
oh,
it was years ago.
Well, it was.
Anyway, she was a widow, and she's super. She came at the same time as we did to these houses, and her husband died, and her kids married and went off, 2 of them. And we were going out shopping, it's a Saturday morning, I think, and I said, as we went out, I said, there's an ambulance outside Elsie's, I hope she's all right. And when we came back, her neighbour said, Elsie has died. She was running the bath, her bed was turned down immaculately, a cup of tea was by her bed, and she was having her bath, and she, being Elsie, of course, she didn't let it run over, she turned the tap off.
I remember Elsie had mother-in-law living with them.
Her mother. Okay.
Mrs. R met Elsie one day and said, you're looking very down in the dumps. She said, yes. Said,
wouldn't you be?
I went out shopping with my mother to buy a coat, and she bought 2.
And she was, 90 or something.
We went into her 90s, yeah.
Mm. But Elsie wasn't unkind, she was marvellous. And the thing I miss now, and have missed for some time, I open the door to some young man, and he say, you don't know me, but, and I said, yes, I do. You come from Deep River, and your father is a Kagojetsa. And when they came over to do the thing in England, they would come and talk to me, which I thought was great. We had one Well, he brought his wife and we, they stayed the weekend. Do you remember?
Who was that?
One of them next door, one.
Oh, yes.
Fairy Awards kids. They were super kids. I knew them from the Rivers of Time. Not terribly long ago, I had a young man with a little toddler, and he said, "You Catherine Rowe?" I said, "Yes." And he told me his name, and I couldn't tell you now. He said, "We used to live across the road from you." I said, "Was your mother Jessie Lynch?" He said, "Yes." They live in Edinburgh now. He was just passing through, and I thought it was so nice. Well, it's a lovely still day. What time is it? Oh, it's 5 to 4. Near 3 minutes to 4. 4 minutes to 4.
What have we missed? What were we going to eat?
Eat?
Oh, right. No. Just finished working. Yes, we've got to have something to eat for supper. Now, that's, you see, what we haven't got.
What haven't we got, Grandma?
We haven't got anything for supper.
We've got nothing, no. We've got no soup. We've got no meat.
Nope.
What do you mean, no? We have.
What meat have we got?
There's lots of meat in the freezer.
Oh, that has to be cooked.
Oh, we can cook it.
It has to be defrosted.
We can defrost it.
No, we can't.
We've got a microwave.